Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Have you heard that song? What is it? Lawyers
in Love.
Yeah, I don't understand that song. I heard it on the Mix XM station today. And
it's a great song.
I didn't really listen to the words, so I didn't try to. I know. And I'd heard it before, but I guess I need to listen to words. What's it about?
It's about lawyers falling in love. It's about a post-apocalyptic society where lawyers fall in love with each other.
You are full of it.
it's absolutely true.
I mean, why would you call a song Lawyers in Love? Why would you name it that?
Because that was what the song was about. It was about lawyers falling in love with each other.
You don't know.
I do too. It's a great song. I actually had this album, I think. Yeah, so I had Tinder is the Night on it, I think. Very Warren Zevon.
I can't keep up with what's been going
I hear not listen to the words again.
All these human beings and their designer jeans. Am I the only one who hears the screams? It's about the 80s when we were all obsessed with the way we looked.
And, yes, I was there. Right. Yeah, I was that.
Right. And everybody was a lawyer. Everybody was a
$30 million
millionaire.
The whole yuppie thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. They were yuppies in love, basically, you know.
Gotcha. Okay.
Either that or it's about legalism and a love relationship bond.
Going with that one. That's better.
Okay. Hey, Skeeter Pie.
Yes,
you can have some cocoa.
No, I'm saying thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Helen is saying thank you for the...
Mama just got a big hug for Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs.
She went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Helen's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
She was very glad. I had a coupon. She got them.
You mean you had a coupon?
I had a coupon. A coupon. That's what my mom calls them. Coupon. It starts with a Q, not a C.
Right, that's coupon. Coupon. That's what you're supposed to say. Why coupon. Do you say it the
coupon.
Weird way?
Coupon. Because it's a C-O-U, coupon. You don't say coupon. There's not a Q.
Well, that's the way it's
There's
pronounced,
a C.
Though.
Q. Coupon. Then it'd be Q-U-E. Ooh, I'm using that in Quiddler.
Coupon sounds like a revolt of tampons.
Hey, when you play the game Quiddler, can you spell Quiddler as part, since it's a game?
No, it's a proper noun.
See, why can't you have proper... I want names. I'm playing it with proper nouns.
Finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever. See, I can't. He just interrupted me again in the middle of a conversation.
One, two, three, four. Date night.
I never have that problem.
But the
yes, it is. I never get interrupted at all.
Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you.
Hey, did you know you talked over Ginger this morning? She was talking and you were looking at the iPod and... She was right in smack in the middle of telling me something, and you just talked right over her. And I was like, hello?
Well, obviously, she wasn't saying anything important.
Well, exactly. That's what you do. It's so rude.
I wouldn't have interrupted her if she was saying something important.
Uh-huh.
I would have never done that.
I stopped. I was like, what are you doing?
Well, then why did you say something? Call me on
I
that
stuff.
I looked
at you. Because she kept talking over you, because she knows better. Just shut you up.
Well, people need to have important conversations around me if they don't want me interrupting them.
Ugh.
Oh, okay. We got calls and we need to get to them.
Okay.
Because we actually put people off and that's not good.
No.
We promised them we would play their calls the next day and we didn't do
it. Well, that's because we had Grandpa's Def Jam.
This is true. This is very true.
And we had the interview with the Emperor of Kansas. He beats out all calls.
This is true. If the Emperor calls in, you know, you gotta drop everything. The comment line is 206-350-6956. call in today and hear your calls by tomorrow. Any calls after 7 p.m. will be delayed to the following business day.
You know what? I've been on hold with three different companies. And I don't want to hear any. Yes, I did. I made $150 for you.
Not for me.
The electric company.
You came in here trying to take it back.
I tried to take $15 back. Hey, okay. We get a new video. Tybo. So I made you $150.
Thank you. You rock. I like you.
And I will call Sprint on Monday and try to weasel you out of your contract.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Second people. I can't get a signal at my house. Greg called me today, and it was like talking through a tin can string from here to Tacoma.
Well, they don't have landlines in Tacoma. They quit before they went that far west. They just quit. They have strings. So you just
string in a tin can.
Yeah, and when it rains there all the time, it just makes it worse.
Wireless is like a megaphone.
Yeah. Hello. Greg.
Wireless communication.
Can you hear me now?
Smoke signals. Oh, man. Hey, you did a ring.
When we go out west, see, we'll hit Dave and Jen, right? We'll go visit them and have some.
Well, that's like in 2012.
No. Next year.
No, next year we're going. We got to make the East Coast
that's
tour.
That's this year. Oh, well, actually, it's next year. Okay, well, then this summer. Coming
next
summer.
Coming summer. We're still in summer.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Smack dag middle of it.
Okay, so next summer when we go to the East Coast, then the night we'll go to the West Coast. And we'll see Greg and
Jeff.
Jeff.
Yes.
And Jen and Dave.
And Deanne.
And Deanna. And who else is out there?
Scott Roche.
Scott Roche, yeah.
Chris Martens.
Chris Martens.
Cliff.
Chris Martens.
I finally get to give Cliff his big kiss.
Chris Martens. I like to say that. That's funny, Chris Martens.
Everybody likes to make fun of his name.
I don't know why.
Because it's a funny name.
It's because he says it like that, Chris Martens.
But I bet when you see him, you call him sir, because he's about as big as a tree.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Chris Martens.
Mr. Martens.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chris Martens.
I take it all back now. Mr. Sasquatch, sir.
That's Tim. Only Tim can have that honor.
No, Tim is Mount Tim.
Mount. You always call him Sasquatch. What does that make you? Are you like a little dopey?
I'm a hobbit.
You little dope, a little dopey.
Hey, why did you say that three times?
Because I can't remember the name of them. What are they? The dwarfs. That's it.
Why can't I be grumpy? I don't want to be dopey.
You're sleepy.
You know, dopey got the kiss though.
Mm. You're sleepy.
Sleepy. Yeah, I am sleepy.
You bought.
Hope I make it through.
He bought Helen Sleepy, the giant Sleepy stuffed animal, mm-hmm. at the Disney store when mm-hmm. she was a baby, mm-hmm. so that she would be reminded for the rest of her life what he looked like when she was an infant. It sat in her big rocking chair in her room.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sleepy. Okay, Sleepy. We gonna listen to these people.
Yes.
That called in to talk to us.
Okay. I just heard Thursday's show. It's hilarious. Oh, so get my bread. Yeah, bread, if you'll take just 12 seconds out of your down low bromance there.
Well, see, look what you started. Will you look what you started with the whole down low?
I've got to tell you that the Emperor of Kansas does not drive a Toyota.
Well, yay!
Good to know.
Well, it's a dodge.
Yay!
Yay!
All right. Bye.
Bye.
See, the yay! Official car of the Emperor of Kansas.
The official car of the Emperor of Kansas is a Dodge.
Dodge.
There you go.
Did you know Ford is doing these new commercials? It's a good time to buy a Ford. Oh, wait. It just left me. Oh, well,
that's not a very good commercial. That's what the commercial says. It's a good time to buy a Ford. Oh, wait.
No, why wouldn't you? Really. Why wouldn't you, is what they said. No. Why wouldn't you buy a Ford?
Yeah, there's no reason not to buy a Ford.
Why wouldn't you?
There is a reason not to buy a Chevrolet. Because
not a good ad campaign.
It's the people.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? They're reminding you that there's reasons not to buy the other cars.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Instead of buying the people's car, you could
or
buy...
the Fiat.
You could buy a, you know, capitalist, thriving sort of company.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, we saw Frost Nixon last night.
My next truck may be a Toyota. I'm sorry to say. Maybe a Ford.
Well, I'm getting, if it all works out and I get to have my car, I'll be a very happy camper. Of course, I may want a different one by then. I change my mind often.
Didn't you get a new car last? It's my turn to get a new car.
No, you said you're driving Snoopy until he dies.
I am driving Snoopy until Snoopy dies.
Oh, but then you're going to get a new car and have Snoopy? Is that it?
No, I'm driving Snoopy till Snoopy dies, and then you can have. Then I'll get a new car, and then you can have a car after I get a car.
Oh, but I don't think so. I always get a new car.
Sorry, welcome to 2010.
Things are a-changing.
Things are a-changing.
Okay, didn't I say something here?
There's no new car.
We watched Frost Nixon.
Yes, we did watch Frost Nixon. And here's the premise for the movie. President drunk calls reporter. That's it. That's the premise for the entire movie.
Everything else you already know. But that was very interesting.
It was very sleepy. I was like,
no, I was very intrigued. It was
really
yes, it was very good. I had no problem staying awake.
I was barely awake.
I had no problem. It was very good.
Okay,
I really liked it.
I'm not saying.
I mean,
it wasn't
fast.
Good,
it wasn't a fast paced moving movie.
But it was not a movie to watch that late and that I'm that tired.
No, but it was a good movie though. I liked it. He did well playing Nixon.
Hey, this is Kidge 421 again. Sorry to...
You're just Kidge to us.
It just that's what I was going to say. We don't have to have the number.
Well, your last name is not important here, Mr. 421.
No, former 421.
You're just
number
Kidge
421.
To us. That's right.
Freak you out, Faith. And but happy that I made you laugh with my car as a duh comment. I was listening to the latest episode, and did the Empress of Kansas just holla at me? Okay, bye.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Did she holla? Holla?
Maybe she did. Maybe she holla.
Did she give a shout out?
Don't know.
Holla?
The Emperor of Kansas drives a real car.
A Dodge.
Hey, Brad, it's Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Listen to your podcast about your cat killing a rabbit. My goodness, what kind of size cats do they have in Texas? I don't know what you got there, but in California we call them mountain lions.
Well, that's a very good point.
How come he never addresses me when he calls? How come he only says Brad?
Because he's talking to me because his bromance is with me.
Oh.
Not you.
Okay.
You talk to
Jen. As long as you're okay with that.
You talk to Jen, I talk to Dave.
Okay, just right. Making sure you're all exclusive now.
Oh, good grief.
We can't. Jen and I can't intrude on the relationship.
No,
you just said he's talking to you on your bromance. He wouldn't want to talk to me. He only wants to talk to you on the bromance.
We are not exclusive.
I'll stay out of it to your exclusive relationship.
No, he's free.
You hear that?
He's free to date other men.
No, apparently not, because he didn't want me pushing in.
So be careful with that little kitty. Don't turn your back.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bye. Oh.
Yes.
And many success with your peanut tree farming and lawn balls. And Faith, eat a Frito. Bye-bye.
See? He spoke to you. There you go. You just weren't patient.
He asked me to eat a Frito.
I told you.
You don't have to ask me to eat a Frito.
And he wished you luck on your lawn balls.
Excuse me?
He wished you luck on your giant decorative lawn balls.
What?
It's from the video.
Oh, yeah.
And my peanut trees.
Yeah, they weren't funny. That wasn't a funny one.
That was a very funny one.
No, I didn't laugh at that. I'm
me
sorry.
And Dave are entertaining each other.
You and Dave just keep on keeping on with your down low crazy bromance.
Somebody watched them all today.
Mm-hmm.
And he watched them all at once today.
Oh, Lord.
And he says, I think I sprang something. Like, no, they're meant to be watched, like, you know, one every 24 hours.
Yeah, it's too much. You can't take all that at once.
It may be over because Dave did not reciprocate. He did not send another one.
Well, you can't have a relationship if it doesn't go two ways.
Exactly.
I mean, you got to commit 100%, Dave.
So he may be done with the whole video thing.
He's dumped you. Dave dumped you.
No,
oh,
no,
I'm
no.
sorry.
He didn't dump me. He didn't dump me.
I'm so sorry. You've been dumped.
He can't dump me because we're not going together.
It's okay. It's all right. I understand. You can cry on
my
shoulder.
Hey, my Texas friends. Jeff, Kansas City.
Hey.
Hey.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I called to talk to you guys.
Hey, Jeff from Kansas City. What do you drive? Not answering.
I guess I lost track of time since the last time I tried to talk to you guys about time, but...
Oh.
But that's not my topic this time.
Yay!
So, anyhow, Sorry, had to do it. Had to do it.
I know.
Did want to talk to you about Hondas. Honda Accords, and in fact, I got myself a 96 Honda Accord. In fact,
I'm sorry.
Everybody drives a Honda or a Toyota.
I guess so. I wonder why we're in so much trouble. Mm-hmm. Wonder why our economy's failing. Wonder why our workers can't stay employed. Wonder why? Huh? Look, I got 110. Don't give me this crap about Hondas are better than Chevrolet. I've got 110,000 miles on my truck. It's 20 years old.
It is not.
10 years. It's at least 10 years. It's 10 years old.
It's not even 10.
It's 10. It's 10. It's a 1999 or 2000 or whatever, so that's 10 years old.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's 2000. It's the latest. It's 2000. But it means it was bought in 1999 because it's 2000 miles.
Okay, so it's 10, not 20.
It's 10 years old. It's got 110,000 miles on it. It gets 20 miles to the gallon. It's a full-size Chevrolet pickup. Full size with heated seats, leather, rumbar, and all kinds of... And you feel like a man going down the road.
With a Snoopy bobblehead.
With a Snoopy bobblehead, by golly.
Yeah.
V8.
Okay.
20 miles to the gallon.
Thank you for that. I'm very impressed.
In and out of town. That's through the whole tank.
Okay. It's good to know. He wants to talk about his Honda.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bought it from one of your fellow Dallasonians. So I don't know what you're...
Well, thank you for taking it out of Texas.
You're doing dishing the, Hondas, man. It's a Dallas car. You're hurting my car's feelings here. it's going to give up on me.
I won't give up.
I think you owe my car an apology, Brad. I
apologize that your car is not a Saturn.
Saturn? Yeah. They don't even make Saturns anymore.
Yes, they do.
Didn't they decide that they're not going to do that? I thought it was one of those that they chucked.
No. Andrew.
Oh, he bought that. The race car guy?
The race car driver bought him.
He bought Saturn? That's right.
American company? He wasn't born in America, but I think he lives here. Andrew Pinella.
Isn't that like the first car company to be owned by like a sole individual?
I don't know. No, I think Henry Ford owned his.
Well, I mean, yeah, but not, I mean, now, you think?
Sorry, couldn't help it.
Started that.
I had to poke an eyeball.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Yeah, No. Anyhow.
Not apologizing to
you. I do have to say.
You know, we need to all be in one accord. That's what the Bible says.
I don't want to all of us in one accord yeah. would stink.
Yeah.
Say though, you Texans, or at least the Texan kid that I bought this from, was really into mods. Got itself a nice radio in there, which is cool. Oh wow! You guys know? Sorry, I'm driving. I just drove by. You know those pizza guys? They stand out front, $5, pizzas at Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Pizza.
He's out there with his headphones and banging and bouncing and jumping and dancing.
Wow. You need to stop and get one.
Sorry, sidetracked.
If you ever need pizza for your children, go to Little Caesars. Because they don't care if it's good pizza or not.
Right, exactly. It's $5.
And it's $5, so just give them that. They'll be like, yay, it's pizza.
Pizza.
It's me, your answer machine. Hung up on me. I guess that's talk too long.
I guess so.
You paused. You can't pause.
Honda, man. Good vehicles.
Yeah.
I'm running.
Yeah. They're good.
Talk to you guys later. Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios.
God, and be good. Talk to you later.
We'll try.
Bye. Now, let me be specific. I'm not saying that Honda is not a good vehicle. Okay, I'm not implying that Honda is not a good vehicle. Mm-hmm. As far as when you say good, you mean something that will run for 250,000 mm-hmm. miles? Hondas will do that.
Yes.
Chevrolets will do that, too.
Mm-hmm. That's all he's saying.
Back in the 80s, you got a point. You didn't buy an American car for it to last 20 years.
No.
And, but I just watched a video today. You'll find this very interesting. I'll show it to you in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
About this lady who bought a Dodge Comet Caliente.
I don't even know what that is.
She bought it in 1965, mm-hmm. 65, I believe it was. Yeah, 1965, she bought it, and it's had one owner, and she is now 89, and she still drives it. It's got 540,000 miles.
You are kidding me.
Nope. She doesn't park it and drive it on Sunday. She drives it all the time, and she drives it cross country. In fact, in this thing, she just said, like, a month before, she drove to see her sister or something in Pennsylvania. It was like a 1,000-mile trip. one way.
And she's 80-something driving?
Yep. And what she did was, throughout the year, she kept all her records for the car. And she still goes in to this day. When she goes into the shop, she doesn't leave the car by itself. She goes in because she has to point out where it needs to be lubed. It's got like 26 points of lube. Nobody lubes cars anymore, you know. She goes in and makes sure they do that. She's got all the receipts for all the maintenance work that she did on it. And anytime she had to replace something like the battery, she bought a battery from JCPenney, lifetime warranty.
Are you kidding?
No. She's had 10 or 15 batteries.
Oh, my goodness.
But she's only had to pay for one. She bought the lifetime warranty on the shocks from – now, you can't get batteries at JCPenney anymore, but evidently right. Firestone, mm-hmm. you know, like
– they transfer.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. So she still gets her lifetime warranty through Firestone. Mm-hmm. On her shocks, she got her shocks, I think, from Sears, lifetime mm-hmm. warranty. She's had like 30 of them, you know, like all the way around. And so anything, spark plug, anything that she could replace with a lifetime warranty, she would.
Cool.
And it saved her a fortune.
I'm sure. She took good care of her car.
And she still drives it across the country everywhere she goes. She carries a pistol in her car, too. I think she's from Texas. It sounded like she was from Texas.
Okay, then.
The American car lasts forever. See? Mm-hmm. If you take care of them,
that's the problem.
The problem is that... The Japanese built these cars. They're disposable cars. If anything went wrong with them, you just throw them away. But they built them so tight. They built them so tight that things didn't go wrong. Mm-hmm. But they built them small, lightweight, mm-hmm. so there was no metal fatigue, and there was no extras to go wrong. When these cars came out, they didn't have power window options and mm-hmm. all this stuff that you could get on an American car. And they made them with robots mm-hmm. and everything, and so they all fit together all nice and everything. And they lasted, but it still wasn't – I mean, it wasn't an American car.
Right.
You know, they're just now making American cars. But the cars they're making now are just as good as the American cars.
I mean,
the American cars are just...
If you are a father and you have an American car and it's broken down and you send your child away...
Oh, brother.
In this car...
Seriously,
1,000 miles. And then you blame it on her that it died, uh-huh. right? I think that maybe at some point the father needs to take responsibility for what he did to his poor child when she drove miles with that car.
Eventually, you're going to have to let that go. You need to ride it out when he dies and leave it on the grave.
He won't let it go either.
Because he's taking it to his grave.
Yeah.
And so you might as well leave it with his and not carry it to yours. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I didn't break the car.
Hi, guys. Let's see. Cars. Oh. I drive a Kia minivan. Actually, it's Lori's. Yes,
hey, my friend has one of those.
Kia minivan.
Kim has
those
a Kia.
Korean.
Kim has a black one. Yep. It's her second one.
We had a Chrysler minivan.
The first one was a lemon, so they gave her the second one.
They replaced it
because it fell under the lemon law.
They just gave her a new
But
one.
That was a lot. I mean, that was when they first came out. And this one's been great. She's had no problems with this one.
We drove our Chrysler.
She loves it.
Loved it.
Our Chrysler, that was my favorite car until this one. Mm-hmm. I loved that car.
Anyways, I have a Pontiac Grand Am.
Yeah, you.
And then that's what I learned driving. Chevy truck. So see.
Chevy truck.
I do have Chevy trucks. However,
somebody I know, somebody listens to the show, drives a Chevy.
Somebody has a truck.
Full size Chevy pickup.
Good to know.
I like Toyotas. Oh. Brad, please, on behalf of all the listeners, do not buy stock in Toyota. We've heard how your stock purchases go.
That's true.
Don't do it. Back away from the Toyota stock.
That's what I need to do. That's how I'm going to get.
That's his evil
plan. That's how I'm going to get America back on its feet. I'm going to go buy a Honda and Toyota and a Kia, and I'm going to sacrifice my money.
Oh, great.
So that we can all be better off and
Aren't
have
you,
jobs.
You're going to martyr
employed.
Yourself?
I'm going to martyr our bank account, not myself.
Oh, great. Good to know.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do.
Good thing I'm working starting this fall.
But sinking all my money into foreign cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hmm.
Not really working.
Does 2 days count as working?
The first thing I'm going to invest in is Fiat.
Fiat. Taking them out.
Taking them out right away.
My sister had a Fiat.
Yeah?
Yeah, she had a red convertible Fiat.
Yeah, those
stored
were cool.
it in the winter.
Those are cool.
Why do you have a convertible car in Minnesota?
Because it's beautiful in the summer.
Because you can
actually
drive
it
for like 2 months?
Well, 4 months.
Well, that's true. Yeah. She sold it.
Here you can drive it for like a month and you got to turn your extra on.
Yeah, convertible didn't really pan out that well for me. I liked it, but yeah.
Yep.
Can we keep going?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it. We're done. Oh. Yay. Yes.
Yay. Yes.
No, I got nothing against Toyota cars, but, you know, that's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Your mom had a Toyota. Your mom had a Camry forever. Remember? She had that one. And then your brother bought it from her, and he drove it forever.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't buy it. I'm sure she just gave it to him. Did he buy it from her? I guess he did.
Anyway, I had a Mazda, but I bought it on accident.
You had a Mazda by accident?
Yeah.
How do you get a Mazda by accident?
Well, I mean, it was a Mazda, but it was really a Ford. It was made by Ford.
Well, yeah.
Motorcraft
Mazda
everywhere.
Were made by Ford,
yeah,
weren't they?
Yeah.
Are they still?
I don't know. It was all Motorcraft on the inside.
Yeah. Okay. So you had it by accident.
Yeah, it was
so you had a Ford by accident?
Worst piece of junk I ever had.
Yeah, that Ford was the worst piece of junk I ever had, too.
Well, this is the Mazda. I don't know. So, that was a little car.
Your mom's Camry was really nice that your brother had.
Yeah.
And then, Meemaw has a Camry, and she's been driving it since Helen was just a teeny baby.
Yeah.
8 years.
I don't think I've ever owned a foreign car.
You haven't?
Mm-mm. Besides that Mazda, if you count that, I haven't.
I had my Toyota. I had my
Chevys and Fords.
Convertible was a Toyota.
Dodges. I had a Dodge pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And you had what?
I had my Toyota Celica.
Oh, yeah, your Toyota Celica.
My convertible.
That was the only foreign car you've ever had?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There you go.
There you have it. Very exciting stuff here. Well, happy Monday, y'all.
Happy Monday, y'all.
Have a good day. Enjoy, and may all who come behind you find you faithful.
There you go. All right. Well,
ooh, and the smoothie for the day is strawberry and peach with yogurt. Oh, leave the blueberries out and just do strawberry and peach. Wasn't that good? I didn't even put any sugar in it. Well, I could blend it up more. I like them thick, but okay. And it was fresh strawberries because they were getting soft, so I had to use them. But with frozen, it's more. The consistency you like.
Gracie got upset because we changed the ending of the show, and I put my new short ending.
Show,
which I'm tired of now, and I need a new ending.
Yeah,
but she got upset because we changed the ending of the show and took her off.
Oh,
but she didn't get upset about it until like last week. Or three or four days ago.
You've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, it's been like 2 months.
So did you get mad at her for not listening?
So I'm like, you really don't have any room to be upset with me since you didn't even know I changed it.
Since you didn't listen to the show.
So, yeah.
What'd she do? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Never mind.
Now she's going to create us a new short one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's waiting for the right verse or whatever.
Cool.
Yep. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Dios con Dios.
Dios con Dios. Don't forget 12 seconds.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does. For God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Romans 14.